Molly.
Good morning, Richard. It's Nadine. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, I went to ride 5x5.
You what?
I went to ride 5x5 and 4-wheelers and stuff.
Oh, 4-wheeling?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
You like doing that, really? Oh my gosh.
Man, I got it. Yes, I've been doing that all my life. I just bought a side-by-side about 3 or 4 months ago.
Are you serious? I think I'd be freaked out. I have, I have friends that have, like, I mean, huge trucks, right? And they go, like, they go in the mud and everything, and I'm like, I don't know. But one of my friends, he totally messed up his engine. He had to get it replaced.
Yeah. Dude, man, they spent a lot of money on that stuff. Even, I mean, that side-by-side that I bought, it's expensive. That's $35,000.
Are you serious?
That's what I demanded. I bought it from. Got in it. Mine's like brand new. The bike was $20,000. He put $15,000 worth of accessories. Only he told me when I messaged him about it. He didn't want to sell it, but he told me, he said, the only thing you got to have, the only thing you need is a cold beer. He said, you ain't got to be touching this bike. This machine is ready. It's top of the line everything.
So did you tell him, does a cold beer come with it?
No, man. He still calls me and he follows me on Snapchat and Facebook.
No way.
He misses it. Like, he'll tell me, don't get that thing muddy and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it is really, really nice. This is, like I said, I tried to find one. I looked for one for 6 months, and I made some posts about one. And he called me. He's like, look, man. He said, I got one. I really don't want to sell it. He said, but I bought a trike, Harley Davidson trike. My wife loves that. He said, you want a good machine? He said, I got one for you. And he did. He wasn't lying. It is really nice. I love it. I do. It's kind of
wow. Hard. Oh, man.
Gas cap matching, customized. I mean, it is awesome. I got
lucky
on it. Yep, I did.
Good for you. It was good. You know, it was my husband, we have a friend, our next door neighbor, their dad. My husband's known him since he was a kid. He turned 84. And they wanted my husband to smoke some meat, right?
Uh-huh.
So my husband for 8 hours was smoking 3 slabs of ribs, 3 tri-tips, and a mixture of like chicken thighs and chicken breast. He did that because that'll dry out the meat. The chicken, you got to be real careful with it when you smoke it, or else it'll be drier than dry. It'll be like beef jerky, right, if you don't watch it. But yeah, we spent 8 hours smoking. He did the 3-2-1. I don't know if you're familiar with smoking ribs. But he did this thing where, like, you smoke them for 3 hours, then you cover them for 2 hours, then you uncover them for 1 hour. Let me tell you, it was to die for. The food was like, the neighbors were going crazy because, you know, they smell the smoke, right?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
So they're like, what are you making? You know, but my husband loves doing that. It's kind of like his, you know how some people, they like working on cars, that just takes away anxiety. It's like a stress reliever, you know?
Yeah, it's a passion / hobby.
Yeah, there you go. I have my cousin's boyfriend. He's originally from Memphis. He's going back home. So I told him, listen, I need you to bring me back some good rub because my husband wants to, like, he likes trying different rubs from different places, right? So he's like, okay. He wants a dry rub, right? And I said, yeah, bring some dry rub because he wants to, you know. My husband doesn't really like doing brisket because that sucker takes forever. It's a tough meat, you know, but once it's done, it's bomb, you know. But that's what we did this weekend. But I was calling you, Richard, because you know how you wanted to allocate an additional $100, right? So your billing came out on the 26th for the $299, but I didn't want to go in and charge the $100 until I confirmed with you that that's still something that you wanted to do. If it is, then we would charge the $100 today. So now that we're allocating now $200 to your Facebook ads, right? But I wanted to ask you if you want me to have my manager moving forward, switch your billing to the 29th. So this way on the 29th, it's going to then charge the $399.
Okay.
So that way you're not having two charges coming out, a $299 and then 3 days later, then $100. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I just wanted to confirm if that, if you're okay with that.
I am.
Okay. Okay. And I saw that they've been kind of changing colors and stuff. I've been looking through all the notes. Being nosy.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
Now listen, okay. I'm not crazy about that pee at all. I don't know. I'll look at it and then I'll go back and look at something else and then I'll look at it. But, as far as like, the lettering part on the font of the words, I mean, I like that because, but I, like I said, I want a fancy something. This will be like a letter
like a,
P.
The letter P to be fancy?
Yes, ma'am. And then, you know, Premier Healthcare, you know, like a, I don't know, something that's going to be catchy. You know, that's what I'm looking.
Okay.
Red is my color. That's more of an orange. Red is
okay.
Orange, and they got on that. But yes, ma'am, red
more
is
red.
Definitely my color. Yes, ma'am, red. But I
okay.
I like the letter P. I do. So if we could just maybe get a little more creative on the P.
Okay, I'm going to ask them if they could be a little bit more creative on the P and the red to be more of a red, not an orange red.
Yes, ma'am. And also, too, they've done the flyer.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. I'm not crazy about that neither. They got two decks. They didn't put the pavilion on the picture that I asked.
The pavilion?
For. Yes, ma'am. And also, too,
okay.
I wanted the boathouse stairway on it and the pavilion at one port. And then the decking you can see and then the screen porch. Not the sunroom. They got the sunroom up there.
Okay, so you want the sunroom off, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Sunroom off.
Uh-huh.
And you want the pavilion and the green porch?
The screen porch, huh? I think they got the screen porch. I want the pavilion added, and then I want the stairway. I got a boat stairway that we built, like a boardwalk.
Okay.
I want that on the flyer design. I want that. A picture of the inside of that screen porch that I'm talking about. I got pictures of it. That screen porch on the outside and then the pavilion.
Screen porch outside. Okay. I'm going to notate this, but I still want them to call you so that way they know exactly. Okay, honey?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to bill the $100, but then moving forward, your billing's now going to move to the 29th, and that'll be
okay.
The $399. Okay?
Okay.
That'll all
be
right.
Fine.
Okay, my dear. I'll send in these changes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And then I'm going to have them reach out to you anyways, because just to make sure that I notated it correctly. So add the pavilion and keep the screen porch, but the outside of it, right, is what you said.
Yes,
or the inside.
Sorry.
The
yeah,
outside.
No. I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. The screen
okay.
porch, we're going to leave that.
Yes.
We're going to leave the boat dock.
Leave the boat dock.
Yes, ma'am. Take the sunroom off.
Take the sunroom off. Uh-huh.
All right. And then
add the pavilion.
Add the pavilion. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Got it. All right. And then the P, if they can make it a little bit more fancy, something that's eye-catching, and the
right.
red needs to be more red, not
that's
the,
right.
like, red-orange. Okay. Got it. Awesome.
Okay,
my dear.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, hon. All right. Have a
right,
good day, okay?
Yes,
be blessed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
all
righty.
All right. Bye-bye.